This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Teen depression in the U.S. is on the rise, up 52% between 2005 and 2017. Many causes are suspected, but a recent study points a finger at diets high in fast food and the resulting high sodium and low potassium rates. Registered dietitian Rachel Trammell with Parkland Hospital System talks about this in this edition of Vital Signs.
Sodium is used in processed foods to keep them shelf stable or to help the flavor be better. Usually, things that are high in sodium are not high in potassium because potassium is found in fresh things like fruits and vegetables. Potassium is found in fresher foods that we deem as healthy.
But do each one of those particular things do something to the body that results in depression?
When it comes to depression, I think that this study really points to the fact that it's the overall diet that can lead to depression specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're eating fast food every day, for example, then you are deficient in some vitamins and minerals like B vitamins and other things that aren't sodium and potassium.
I see. So it's not as if high sodium or low potassium itself amounts to a depression pill, but they set off what reactions in the body that can ultimately lead to that?
Yes, definitely. So this study looked at sodium and potassium being excreted or put out in the urine instead of in blood. So blood sodium and urine sodium are two different things. Blood sodium, it's more of a marker of your hydration and how much fluid you're drinking. Urine sodium is more a marker of how much sodium do your kidneys need to get rid of because you ate way too much. So it's good that they looked at urinary sodium because that tells us, did I eat 10 grams of sodium today and I only needed 2, so it got rid of a lot?
It would seem then that the obvious remedy to this is to change the diet. But on the other hand, the study was kind of small. 84 middle school girls and boys, 95% African American,
yes,
from low-income homes.
The average income was like $20,000 a year.
So changing the diet in this way can prove difficult for some people.
Of course, and especially given our society right now of being busy, 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 right? So
mm-hmm.
There are so many things calling our name. We have to get to practice. We have to get to our other job. We have to get to a million things. And so we don't place the priority on necessarily cooking at home. Making healthy food doesn't have to be really expensive, but it can be unattainable for some people. And driving through McDonald's to get the dollar menu item might be better and easier at that point.
So what then should be done about this? Does this study call for additional study?
It tells us that we need to look at several things. Yes, the diet is very important. If you eat fast food and boxed food and frozen food all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
you are going to be deficient in vitamins and you are going to need a supplement of some sort and you're not going to feel great. So if you're eating saturated fat and salt and all of those things all day, you're not going to be at your best. There are ways to make healthy meals that are less expensive.
For instance,
if you wanted to make a sheet pan dinner for your family, 2 bags of frozen vegetables, $1 each. Whole chicken for $4 or $5. So for $6, you've got enough chicken for 2 meals and you have your vegetables for 1 meal. You probably would have spent that much or more at the fast food place, but it's really the habits and being able to see it's a possibility that's the problem. Because whenever you're stuck in a rut, it's really hard to see your way out sometimes. It's really about having a balanced diet and the overall things that you eat. So you would want things like whole grains, rice, potatoes, and vegetables like broccoli or cauliflower, carrots, and then meat like chicken, beef, pork. All of those things are fine.
Taking into account, though, affordability and,
right,
and time available for cooking, can you make some of those adjustments at the fast food line?
You absolutely can. Let's say McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can make adjustments to what you're eating. So, for example, a quarter pounder with cheese has 1,200 milligrams of sodium. That's a lot of salt. I don't know many people who don't have a quarter pounder without the fries, right? So that's about 1,300 milligrams. If you take away the 2 slices of cheese, you're getting rid of about 700 milligrams of salt right there.
So just making better choices wherever it is you're buying food.
Exactly. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that a healthy diet is attainable in a lot of different ways. It looks different for everyone. And sometimes we get stuck in what we're doing and we don't realize that some people have a bigger problem than we do. And talking with a dietitian or your doctor about concerns about the food you're eating is a really good idea.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.